10 years ago this month, the culmination of what some called a crazy idea first took its riders up the lift hill at Bay Beach Amusement Park on the shores of the Bay of Green Bay. The Zippin' Pippin, a 100-year-old wooden roller coaster purchased by the city from a defunct Tennessee amusement park, opened its doors in May of 2011. Now, 10 years later, this is still happening. And it hasn't lost its charm either.
It was awesome. It's been a while since I've been on a roller coaster, and oh my gosh, it was nice feeling the wind in your hair. And
it was a fun ride. I had a bunch of drops. It was fun.
It was a blast.
They certainly don't think so anyway. Neither does Jason Arnaldi, the manager at Bay Beach Amusement Park. He credits the ride for the park's success over the last decade.
It's pretty much been the catalyst for everything we've seen since. We've had 5 new rides. This coming year, we'll be installing a pier and a boardwalk and pretty soon a swimming beach. All of this expansion has been due to the success of the Zippin' Pippin.
The ride was celebrated during an event on Friday where riders could ride the coaster however much they wanted for $5. Usually a single ride costs a single dollar. First up the hill on Friday, current mayor Eric Genrich.
Yeah, 10-year anniversary, which is pretty special. It's kind of hard to believe it's been that long. But we're just so lucky to have this in Green Bay and to be able to share it with the community.
It wasn't always the beloved community landmark that it is today. The construction of the coaster was controversial, at least at first. Former Mayor Jim Schmitz championed the ride, but the purchase came at an odd time. We were only a few years removed from the financial calamity that was the Great Recession of 2008, and many people saw the ride as a waste of money.
We knew the Zippin' Pippin' was going to make money, but we really felt it was going to lift all rides and concession stands, which it did. I just couldn't believe how controversial that was.
That was Smith appearing this month on WTAQ's The Regular Joe Show. It's more than just some random wooden roller coaster that they decided to buy. It's a ride with a lot of history attached.
The original ride came from Memphis, the original design, and it was actually designed by the same designer, John Miller, that designed the first roller coaster in the 1920s out here at Bay Beach. And of course, it was Elvis's favorite ride. That's what it was most known for.
Yes, Elvis Presley. An appearance at Liberty Land, the park that the Zippin' Pippin' used to be in, was actually the very last appearance Elvis made in public before he died. He's said to have ridden the Zippin' Pippin' over and over again that day. That makes the ride a particularly special addition to the park, especially for Green Bayers like Terry.
I belong to the Elvis Presley fan club. I went 9 years to Graceland for the candlelight visual of Elvis Presley, 9 years in a row. I've been through Graceland 9 times, went through his home in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Terry was very, very, very excited to see the ride come to town. And even 10 years later, he's enjoying the same drops and turns once enjoyed by the king himself.
When they were building this coaster, I was here every day after work watching them build it. And I said, thank God, because this coaster should have been here years ago. It's just as great as ever.
Elvis was in fact prominent at the event Friday.
This was sung at all 3 of my weddings.
That's actually Frank of Let Me Be Frank Productions doing his best, Elvis. Rain put a bit of a damper on Friday's events, but those who rode before the weather hit proved that the coaster, which was first designed in the early 1910s, still has a lot more thrill left to give.
It's been a huge success, and it's brought more people in the park, turned it more into a regional destination versus just a local one.
At Bay Beach Amusement Park, Rob Sussman, WTAQ News.